news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:06, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this little Friday Eve edition of the show. Just want to let y'all know before we get started, Mobile Mornings, the original tobacco flavor, none of the fruity flavors here. Just original tobacco flavor, so we'll stay legal. All right, let's check traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've got light traffic and accident-free conditions. As you're traveling across the Bayway, the causeway looks perfect. Accident-free and no delays as you're traveling northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland, Tillman's Corner, and Theodore also looking good, and no problems across the Bayway. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive in Mobile can help with those dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate. With over 40 years experience, if you've been in an accident, trust the professionals at Bay City Collision. 666-6516. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. Will be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. Then tomorrow, sunny and hot again, with afternoon readings in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Atmore. It's our biggest giveaway ever. You can start qualifying now, and you'll have lots of ways to gain entries into the grand prize drawing on Sunday, September 29th, including daily point earnings, weekly free play drawings, and a last chance qualifier. You can even earn entries by playing online at windcreekcasino.com. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Atmore and find your winning moment.
All right, 6:07 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Thursday. So much going on that you got to check out today on the show. Of course, we're talking weather. Dr. Bill will join us. We'll talk about the regular forecast for today, tomorrow, the weekend ahead. But that may be interspersed with the discussion of Invest 97L.
Yes.
Everybody loves Invest 97L.
Rolls right off the tongue, really.
But it is something that could become a little bit bigger and maybe a named tropical system in the Gulf, maybe, by late this weekend into next week. Dr. Bill will break that down for us coming up at around 6:35. Right now, 77 degrees, and Kelly's got our headlines.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The White House says that they are seeking to ban all non-tobacco flavors of e-cigarettes, particularly those fruit-flavored varieties, which are targeted at teenagers. President Donald Trump said, quote, "We cannot have our youth be so affected. People are dying with vaping, so we're looking at it very closely." The president goes on to say that the use of e-cigarettes, which is a process known as vaping, is a problem, especially as it pertains to innocent children. Meantime, the Food and Drug Administration, they are working on the guidance to implement this ban. Once there is a proposal, the Health and Human Services Secretary says that all flavored e-cigarettes would be removed from the market. This, as nearly 500 cases of a serious lung illness linked to vaping has surfaced, and you know that because we've been telling you about it right here on Mobile Mornings. Now, the illnesses have been reported in 33 states and blamed for 6 deaths, and there are 5 cases right now under investigation in the state of Alabama. According to the American Cancer Association, 31% of teenagers who vaped admitted they did so because they had flavors to choose from, like mint, candy, or fruit. Mobile police have made another arrest in a recent bank robbery. 73-year-old Robert Carlisle was arrested for his believed connection in the robbery at the BBVA Compass Bank on Bel Air Boulevard. Carlisle was arrested near Broad Street this week. He now faces first-degree robbery charges. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
My name is Dr. Lou Caponosi, president of the Common Sense Campaign, and I'm asking you to vote no on the property tax increase in Fairhope and Spanish Fort on September 17th. Last week, I attended forums, and at both meetings, I argued that raising property taxes now is the wrong approach because math and reading proficiency scores for high schools in both districts are very low by any standard. Go to our website and see what Fairhope scores were in 2015 based on a study that was done then. The fact of the matter is that low proficiency scores are a countywide problem and need a countywide solution. CSC Solution, repurpose money already in the budget to improve math and reading proficiency countywide. The money is there, use it better. We just had the gas tax forced on us. Property taxes are rising in Baldwin County. Montgomery is punishing us for daring to say no to their toll on the new bridge. When does it stop? Make a stop this Tuesday. Vote no on raising property taxes.
Paid for by the Common Sense Campaign. PO Box 7646, Spanish Fort, Alabama.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Preliminary autopsy results are in for 38-year-old Russell Mallett. The cause of death, blunt force trauma. Early Monday morning, Mallett ran from a traffic stop in Gulf Shores. He ended up at Ocean's West Condominiums, where he was confronted by officers. Mallett managed to get an officer's gun and began firing. Other officers at the scene returned fire, hitting Mallett twice. After the shootout, Mallett climbed to the eighth floor of the building, where a witness says he jumped over the balcony, killing himself. Some displaced Bahamians have arrived in the U.S., and one school district in Florida has welcomed young students, hoping to continue the school year. The Palm Beach County School District started enrolling the students. Administrators are partnering with local charities to make sure the students have school supplies and clothing. It's been 40 years since Hurricane Frederick made landfall on the Alabama coast. The Category 4 storm crossed over Dauphin Island before making a second landfall near Bayou La Batre. Frederick washed away the Dauphin Island Bridge. Homeowners could only get to the island by boat. Five people died in the U.S. Four of those deaths were inland. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Gun enthusiasts, are you looking for specialty guns you won't find at the big box store? Look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile. If you need it, they can get it. With a knowledgeable staff and great customer service, Mobile Shooting Center is the place to go for a wide selection of guns and ammo. Get a complimentary mount and foresight with any gun or scope purchase. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit Mobile Shooting Center today, 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
A Triple Crown cover-up, Team USA basketball out of medal contention, and a new Major League home run record. 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start with an apparent cover-up in the world of horse racing. According to a report from the New York Times, Triple Crown-winning thoroughbred Justify failed a drug test in the weeks leading up to the 2018 Kentucky Derby, but was still allowed to race in all three events, going on to win the Derby, the Preakness Stakes, and the Belmont Stakes en route to the crown jewel of horse racing. Now, this drug test was taken on April the 7th of last year after the colt won the Santa Anita Derby, and normally in California that would have triggered an automatic disqualification from the Derby under the current rules. The report states that the California Horse Racing Board took months to confirm the results of the test and made several decisions in secret to drop the case and soften the penalty for any horse with the substance scopolamine that was found to have been in Justify's system. So Justify, the Triple Crown racing horse, should have actually been disqualified before the Kentucky Derby.
Okay, so it's not like... So they knew. It's not like they got another horse to go in there and pee for Justify.
Right. There was no...
So they knew Justify failed the drug test, but said, okay, go ahead and still race?
Yeah, and I guess this substance...
That's bad. So that's the organization that puts on the race saying it was...
Well, he failed the test in California. Now, a lot like boxing commissions and fighting commissions, each state has their own board.
Okay.
Racing board. And the California Racing Board decided to that this wasn't a big enough deal. It was a cover-up, plain and simple. I don't know if they knew that Justify had a good chance of winning.
Money changed hands there?
That's a good question. This scopolamine, I guess they say it clears the airways and also makes their breathing a little bit easier for the horses. So
it's like asthma treatment or something for them?
Yeah, okay. Almost like that. In basketball, the United States has been ousted from medal contention by France at the FIBA World Cup, failing to capture gold at a major international tournament for the first time since the 2006 World Championships. France beat Team USA 89-79 in the quarterfinals yesterday after rallying from a 7-point fourth-quarter deficit. The U.S. had won 58 consecutive tournament games in FIBA and Olympic competition with NBA players and was attempting to become the first nation to win three consecutive World Cups. That comes after they won three straight Olympic golds in that same time span. Now the best the Americans can do in China is finish in fifth place. In NFL news, Oakland Raiders head coach John Gruden said yesterday that rookie safety Jonathan Abram will undergo shoulder surgery and will likely miss the remainder of the season. Abram starred at Mississippi State before he was selected with the 27th pick in the first round of this year's NFL draft. Abram reportedly suffered the injury during the first quarter of the Raiders' 24-16 win against Denver on Monday night. In Major League Baseball, we have a new home run record.
Nice set. And that ball is tagged. Oh, baby. Goodbye.
That was the Baltimore Orioles' Jonathan Villar with a three-run home run in the bottom of the seventh inning at Camden Yards. It was the 6,106th home run of 2019, which sets an MLB single-season record. Previous mark was set in 2017. Before that, the record stood at 5,693 home runs in 2000. Baltimore went on to beat the LA Dodgers thanks to Villar's home run, 7-3. And by the end of the final game last night, the major league total had reached 6,125 home runs, and there's still 18 days left in the regular season. One of those home runs came from the bat of Atlanta Braves catcher Tyler Flowers. He hit a line drive three-run homer to left field in the fourth inning, and the Braves beat the Philadelphia Phillies 3-1.
Swing and a high fly ball deep left field. It's a line drive homer for Tyler Flowers.
Braves midseason pickup Dallas Keuchel got the win with 8 strikeouts over 6 innings. In other games, Washington beat Minnesota 6-2. The New York Mets shut out Arizona 9-0. Colorado beat St. Louis 2-1. Milwaukee topped Miami 7-5. Oakland beat Houston 5-3. Toronto shut out Boston 8-0. And Texas beat Tampa 10-9. 6:19 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Horwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Yeah, so October is getting near. Now it's time for me to start paying attention to baseball.
Yes, it's all the baseball season. Preseason is almost over. They're about to get to the real baseball season.
For sure. All right, be right back.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. Will be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, sunny and hot again with afternoon readings in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you love the outdoors along the great Gulf Coast, then don't miss the Gulf Coast Hunting and Fishing Expo, September 21st and 22nd at the grounds in Mobile. Come out for hunting, fishing, and outdoor products and services, guest speakers, live music, prize giveaways, and celebrity appearances, including Matt Bradley from The Deadliest Catch and Bubba Thompson of The Cowboy Way, Alabama. Hey, bring the kiddos for a meet and greet and photo ops. Learn how to call turkeys or how to shoot like a pro with the pros during campfire chats, on the fishing side, saltwater, freshwater, rivers, lakes, you name it. During dockside reports, experienced captains and tournament winners will teach you the tricks of the trade. Bass, red snapper, offshore fishing, all a breeze after these captains fill you in on how to reel them in. Good old family fun and entertainment at the Gulf Coast Hunting and Fishing Expo, September 21st and 22nd at the grounds in Mobile. Weekend pass tickets are just $10 and children under 12 are free. To purchase tickets, find schedule lineups and more, go to GC Hunt Fish Expo. That's GCHuntFishExpo.com.
Why should you call ProTint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage? Factory tinted glass on trucks and SUVs are only good for privacy purposes. The professionals at ProTint use quality ceramic films on all windows to create a much cooler interior. Ceramic films also increase durability and provide superior protection against interior damage. Plus, ceramic films are metal-free, glare-resistant, and shatter-resistant. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call ProTint 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continue. It's been a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. No delays coming in from Daphne and Spanish Fort in downtown. So far through Mobile, it's clear. All the way up towards Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland, a good ride in this morning. The South Alabama Jaguars hosting Memphis Tigers Saturday at 2:30 at Ladd People's Stadium. You can purchase your tickets online at usajaguars.com. For more information, call 4611-USA. Jags versus Memphis this Saturday. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 622 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here, Dalton. Dr. Bill, Kane, and Kelly. And by the way, coming up at 7:50, Captain Bobby Abrascato in the FM Talk 106.5 Fisherman Report. In the 8 o'clock hour, it's week two.
Yeah, week
Robert
two.
Robert Kennedy Jr. joining us. Of course, his show, Kennedy for Alabama, on Friday evenings. He'll join Dalton and I at 8 to bounce a couple, maybe even three different subjects around. He had given me a list here. This will be fun. At 8:30, Rob Holbert from Land Yap joins us. So lots to do on this morning's show. Glad you're here. Kelly's got her headlines right now.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. It was a reunion of sorts as former Alabama Governor Robert Bentley and his former political advisor Rebecca Caldwell Mason back together again in public. But this time it was in our nation's capital as they visited Representative Mo Brooks. On Tuesday, Brooks tweeted a photo of Bentley and Mason saying they stopped by his office, quote, to discuss skin cancer prevention and advocate for policy issues important to dermatologists. You'll recall Bentley resigned as Alabama's governor in 2017 as part of a plea deal related to campaign finance and ethics violations after his romantic relationship with Mason was revealed. Bentley was married at the time. He has since divorced. And Mason is still married to a former state employee. Dr. Bentley is a dermatologist, and he would later hire Mason as his clinic manager for his Tuscaloosa medical practice that he opened after he left office. Scary moments at a local Dollar Tree as a woman is attacked with a box cutter. Last Monday, Mobile police responded to the Dollar Tree on Government Street and referenced the report of a fight. The victim stated that she went inside of the store and was followed inside by a woman that she knew. The two women then got into a physical altercation, and the victim says the suspect took out a box cutter and cut her in the face. Once Mobile police arrived, both women were transported to the hospital and treated for lacerations. And while at the hospital, the suspect took off before officers could speak with her. This investigation is ongoing, and Mobile police confirmed that arrest warrants are forthcoming. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast home of Auburn football. This is Andy Burcham, the voice of the Auburn Tigers. Join us Saturday when the Tigers meet the Kent State Golden Flashes at Jordan-Hare Stadium. Pre-game broadcast begins at 3 on your home for the Auburn Tigers. FM Talk 106.5.
Brought to you in part by Lion Fry Cad, your local independent auto owner's insurance agency. Robertsdale Power Equipment, Highway 59 next to Billy Jack's Grill and Bar. And D&K Suit Discounters, your wedding headquarters on the Beltline.
624 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. About 10 minutes away from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, a discussion of our forecast for today, tomorrow. Also, tropical weather possible by the weekend. And 40 years ago today, the strongest storm to ever hit Mobile, at least in our records, Hurricane Frederick coming in. And we'll talk to Dr. Bill more about that coming up in just a little bit. Now, some hard-hitting news, Dalton.
Mm-hmm.
National Toy Hall of Fame in Rochester, New York announced the 12 finalists that'll be on its ballot this year.
All right. Okay. I love it when they do this.
It's always interesting, sometimes contentious.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mix of classic toys from a lot of different eras and one weird modern item that is very strange they put it in here. Okay. So here, this year's 12 finalists, Care Bears.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Care Bears. Yeah, that seems like an instant Hall of Famer.
Coloring books? You're telling me coloring books didn't make it before now?
Does that count as a toy?
I guess. Yeah. Keeps kids busy. Fisher-Price Corn Popper.
Okay.
Okay.
I never had one of those.
Me neither. Jenga.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jenga.
Of course.
Magic the Gathering cards.
Yeah, they still gather at Books A Million and Barnes & Noble, I think.
Anywhere as far from the opposite sex as possible, right? Matchbox cars. Does it blow your mind that Matchbox cars are not already in the National Toy Hall of
Fame? Yes. You'd think that would have been first ballot.
It's the freshman class.
Yeah.
They're up for nomination this year.
Not enough lobbyists, I guess.
I guess not. Because listen to this. So Matchbox cars is nominated. It means it's not in. My Little Pony.
Yeah.
Huge. That's that. Nerf guns.
Oh, come on.
At our houses, we have Nerf ammo all over the house, Nerf guns all over the house. There's a constant chance of being shot with Nerf in our house.
Well, that's interesting because, you know, if some of the media picks up on this, and I'm not talking about just us, but if they hear that Nerf guns, you know, just the second word there, guns, going into the Toy Hall of Fame.
They're going to boycott them?
They could boycott Nerf guns.
The board game, Risk? The game Risk is just being...
No, there's 50 million other better board games than Risk.
The top, like a spinning top, that should have been in a freshman class too.
Yes.
How has it taken this long? The smartphone, what?
No, that shouldn't be allowed.
Smartphone is on the list.
Mm-hmm. If Atari isn't on there, then smartphone can't be on there.
And also on the list, that I'm going to say this, my favorite, that I'm going to be a champion for the cause of this, would be the toys of...
And the masters of the universe! I am Adam, Prince of Eternia, and defender of the secrets of Castle Grayskull.
With the worst with the worst Dutch boy haircut ever.
This is Cringer, my fearless friend. Fabulous secret powers were revealed to me the day I held aloft my magic sword and said,
"By the power of Grayskull."
So that's that was a little bit of my childhood.
Did you have a lot of Masters of the Universe fights?
I had, yeah, I'm sure that was, we channeled some kind of He-Man in beating each other with whatever broomsticks or whatever we battled with in the front yard.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
He-Man, Masters of the Universe, that makes it on the list this year. But, yeah, that's okay. I mean, He-Man's okay. I'm bothered that smartphone is on there and that Nerf guns and the top... have not been on there before. And Matchbox cars. I gotta get some clarity on this. All right, we'll be right back.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man suspected of killing a woman 39 years ago will enter a plea in court today. Authorities say Alvin Allen killed 19-year-old Sandra Williams. Allen was arrested Tuesday but released after spending just 3 hours in jail. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office says that was a mistake. We're told the corrections officer processing Allen did not see the $10,000 cash component on the arrest paperwork. Allen was rearrested Wednesday. He is back out of jail on the corrected bond. A grand jury has indicted three men for a deadly shooting at a Pensacola nightclub. Two of the suspects are in custody. Police are still looking for Cordelius Dias. Anyone with information about his whereabouts should call the Pensacola police. Meanwhile, Markeisha James and Taquan Warren will be in court tomorrow for an arraignment hearing. The year's first human case of West Nile has been reported in Mobile County. Last year, there were 13 cases reported in the county. Right now, the risk of catching a disease spread by mosquitoes is at its highest. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
If you
you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
Fights over abortion and President Trump's border wall have snagged Senate efforts to advance $1.4 trillion in agency budgets. Without a deal funding the day-to-day government, the money will run out in October. Health advocates and members of Congress this morning are applauding the Trump administration's plan to ban all non-tobacco flavors of e-cigarettes, the ones targeted to hook teenagers. But medical correspondent Elizabeth Cohen warns that may not be the end of it.
After this ban is in effect, companies such as Juul, which is, of course, the big player here, they can then apply to the FDA to start selling these exact same flavored e-cigarettes again.
145 CEOs of big companies have just released a letter they're sending to Senate leaders urging them to pass background checks for gun purchases and to implement stronger red flag laws. The CEOs include the leaders of Levi Strauss, Twitter, Reddit, and Dick's Sporting Goods. Pre-market trading this morning has stock futures up slightly. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Industrial metal prices are higher after President Trump said he is delaying an increase in tariffs on imports from China by 2 weeks, a decision that could ease relations ahead of trade talks. Trump is pushing back a hike in the levy on $250 billion of goods from October 1st to October 15th as a gesture of goodwill. Copper and other industrial metals are highly sensitive to trade tensions between the world's two largest economies and have picked up in recent days as Washington and Beijing have signaled a willingness to strike an agreement. British American Tobacco says it plans to cut 2,300 jobs globally by January as its new boss seeks to drive revenue in controversial e-cigarettes. Companies such as BAT are looking to revenue from e-cigs in the face of falling demand for traditional tobacco products. Oracle Corporation says CEO Mark Hurd would be taking a medical leave, and the business software maker posted first quarter revenue that missed expectations. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Patty Poppes, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And I guess we talk a little bit about what today and tomorrow holds, maybe Saturday, but I know this is going to be interspersed with a discussion of the tropics as well. So lay it on us. Let's roll from here on through the next few days.
Yeah, we've got another hot day on tap for today. Yesterday, up to 96. We were 1 degree from tying a record. We'll get into the mid-90s today with plenty of sunshine, and it looks like we'll see a repeat of that tomorrow with the mid-90s and sunshine. After that, we kind of look to the tropics because we have a disturbance now that is located just northeast of the eastern tip of Cuba. That tropical wave is going to move across the southern portion of the Florida Peninsula, and that will be tomorrow and Saturday, and then move out into the Gulf on Sunday. And there's a possibility that it could develop into a tropical depression, but right now it looks like it'll move across the northern Gulf, and we'll bring showers and thunderstorms, scattered showers and thunderstorms to the Gulf Coast, especially on Sunday and into Monday. That will keep temperatures down a bit. We'll see highs maybe upper 80s to around 90 degrees for Sunday and Monday because of the shower and thunderstorm activity. But for today and tomorrow, it's going to be hot, and that means a heat index way up around 104 to possibly as high as 106. And but this rainfall and shower activity that we see this weekend will drop those temperatures back to about normal. What's normal this time of the year? Well, 88 degrees. So it'll give you an idea how far above normal we've been the last few days.
Right. So so we're walking it through. So hot, but cooler by the weekend because of the rain. Saturday, Sunday, washout rain or
no,
dodge rain?
No, not at this point. If it develops into a tropical depression or something more than that, then obviously we would have greater coverage of precipitation. But right now we're looking at some scattered shower and thunderstorm activity for Sunday and Monday. Saturday, not bad. Just some isolated thunderstorms. But on Sunday and Monday, we could see more in the way of rainfall activity.
Okay. So that means what? Here's the tough question, right? It comes through. You were talking about yesterday that certain things have to line up for this to go anywhere beyond just being rain, right, and being something bigger.
Right. And right now the conditions are still sort of marginal for any kind of development, but that could change. But it still has to go across the western Bahamas and South Florida, and that takes today, tomorrow, and into Saturday for all that to occur. So things could change, and could it be more conducive by the time that system gets into the Gulf.
All right. Well, we're talking about the tropics as well. Anything you're watching elsewhere in the tropics?
Yeah, there's quite a bit of tropical wave activity now out in the Atlantic. And it looks like over the next few days, we will see a sizable system move out of the eastern Atlantic and head for the Caribbean. But we've got some time to watch that particular system.
And then let's go in the history books, Dr. Bill. 40 years ago today, it was Hurricane Frederick.
Yeah, and that was really the strongest hurricane that has ever hit to Mobile. Because Mobile County was in the eastern eye wall, which is the worst place to be, when the storm arrived on the evening of the 12th of September back in 1979. That particular hurricane was one that formed way off the African coast and didn't really impress anybody. It continued westward and really visited most of the islands of the Caribbean, going over Puerto Rico, going over Hispaniola, going over Cuba. And by the time it got to the western end of Cuba, it was just had pretty much fallen apart. However, conditions were favorable for development. And so once it got off the western tip of Cuba and out into the very warm Gulf of Mexico, it just about exploded in size within 12 to 24 hours. And became a major hurricane in the southeastern Gulf and a track right on up to the central Gulf Coast and made landfall right along the Mississippi and Alabama border during the evening of the 12th of September and 40 years ago.
No, as I've done over the years, when you weren't with us, I was bragging on you on the, I could do about many things, but your forecast track for Frederick, you were kind of the lone one saying that, hey, it's going to be this Mississippi-Alabama state line where it's coming in. What was it back then that showed you something? Can you put it in layman's terms that showed you something that the others didn't see? What were you seeing?
It kind of put me on the spot because back in those days, we really did radar was effective, but only for a short distance out into the Gulf. And we really didn't have the quality of satellite imagery at that time. But all indications there that we had high pressure in the upper atmosphere, enough to give an outflow for that storm. And, of course, the very warm temperatures, the Gulf Loop Current in the southeastern Gulf, the ingredients were there for it to develop. And then to start to move around the high-pressure system over the Atlantic, which ended up targeting our particular area. So during the day of the 12th, it was going to be from either New Orleans over to Pensacola, and it looked like the Mississippi-Alabama border area would be the target, and that's where it came in.
He is humble about it when he puts it that way, but he called the shot. Dr. Bill, we'll talk more about this coming up next hour.
Okay, Sean.
All right, staff meteorologist and tropical weather expert in the band that called Frederick correctly, Dr. Bill Williams, exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. Check headlines and sports coming up.
For nearly 17 years, Lagniappe has been dedicated to bringing Mobile and Baldwin counties the most extensive news, commentary, investigative reporting, cuisine, sports, and arts and entertainment coverage. When another publication decided to transform into a statewide website, we became even more committed to being your hometown newspaper, recently adding a Baldwin County edition as well, and keeping check on elected officials, covering state, city, and county governments, police and fire departments, and our criminal justice system, plus features on the people who make our area special and unique, all of the things a newspaper should do. Locally owned, our management and staff live here, not 257 miles away. We report the stories that are important to you because they're important to us and to the over 80,000 readers who pick up our paper every week or read online at lagniappemobile.com. Thank you. And also our advertisers who make all of this possible. We hope we have become one of the many strands in the tapestry that is this great community, and we plan to serve you for many, many years to come, because at Lagniappe, we're more than just a website.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A professor at the University of Alabama in hot water this morning for allowing a young person to drink a beer in their classroom. Marketing instructor Joel Strayer has been identified as the professor. He has been placed on administrative leave. The university says while, quote, several concerns are investigated after the video of the young person was discovered on social media. In that video, a young man is seen punching a hole in the side of a beer can and drinking it while others in the classroom not only watch, but they clap. Someone is even heard saying, quote, I am impressed. The student newspaper on campus, the Crimson White, reports that the incident occurred in Strayer's classroom earlier this month and that the person shown in the video was not a student at Alabama. The university nor the professor are commenting at this hour. If you're making your weekend plans, consider this. You are invited to join the Pledge Group for the celebration of the 14th Annual Unity Walk, Health Fair, Job Fair, and King of Kings Unity Concert. It's a three-day event of wholesome family fun and entertainment designed to promote unity and brotherly love internationally. So on Friday, the Unity Job Fair is from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Lions Park, followed by the prayer around the fountain from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday, the Unity Walk registration, that starts at 5:30 a.m. Walkers will line up at 8 a.m. on Center Street and Spring Hill. That's where you'll kick off the Praise Parade led by the Magnolia Breeze Band. They're the only parade where attendees are asked to march with the band for the sake of unity. After the walk, you'll return to Lions Park for day one of the statewide, countywide church fellowship picnic, which includes music, speakers, and praise dancing. And there will be free food, spacewalks, games, and more for the children. 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., that's the event timeline. And then on Sunday, September 15th, King of Kings Unity Concert is from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Lots of praise dancing, speakers, international music, and more. And the children, once again, have fun things to do. The event is free and open to the public. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
My name is Dr. Lou Caponosi, president of the Common Sense Campaign. We are part of the Stop the Toll movement, and now we have a question. Why is Mobile's political leadership not joining us in our fight against the tolls? After the Eastern Shore MPO voted to kill the toll plan, Mobile's Mayor Sandy Simpson said,
Governor Ivey asked for more time to find alternatives. Given time, she would have been successful.
So, Mobile's leadership believes that Governor Ivey just needed more time, and why has the city council been AWOL on this issue? This is unacceptable. We all know that Montgomery never wavered from a no-toll, no-bridge approach, even though State Senator Greg Albritton found alternative funds for a scale-back project. Mobile has to step up and oppose LDOT's tolling plans at the next city council meeting and similarly at the next Mobile MPO meeting in October. Call Mayor Simpson at 251-208-7012 and the City Council at 251-208-7334 and demand that they say no to LDOT's plans to use tolls in Alabama.
645 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Thank you, Josh. On the text line said, accident just east of exit 10 on I-10 westbound. Traffic backing up quickly there. So accident exit 10 on I-10 westbound. Traffic backing up. We'll get more from the traffic reporter, Kane, in just a second.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Preliminary autopsy results are in for 38-year-old Russell Mallett. The cause of death, blunt force trauma. Early Monday morning, Mallett ran from a traffic stop in Gulf Shores. He ended up at Ocean's West Condominiums, where he was confronted by officers. Mallett managed to get an officer's gun and began firing. Other officers at the scene returned fire, hitting Mallett twice. After the shootout, Mallett climbed to the 8th floor of the building, where a witness says he jumped over the balcony, killing himself. Some displaced Bahamians have arrived in the U.S., and one school district in Florida has welcomed young students hoping to continue the school year. The Palm Beach County School District started enrolling the students. Administrators are partnering with local charities to make sure the students have school supplies and clothing. It's been 40 years since Hurricane Frederick made landfall on the Alabama coast. The Category 4 storm crossed over Dauphin Island before making a second landfall near Bayou La Batre. Frederick washed away the Dauphin Island Bridge. Homeowners could only get to the island by boat. 5 people died in the U.S. 4 of those deaths were inland. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, looks like you've got a train blocking the entrance to the chemical plant on Highway 43. It's blocking traffic, so be patient through there. Also, we've got an accident with injuries. I-10 eastbound near the ramp at Theodore Dawes Road. It's an overturned vehicle. And another one without injuries off Africatown Boulevard at Chin Street. Improve your health and maintain your beach body one bite at a time. Join us every Wednesday at Pop-Up Soup and Salad Bar inside the Battle House Hotel in downtown Mobile. Build your own salad for just 50 cents an ounce every Wednesday between 11 and 1:30 p.m. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
A triple crown cover-up, Team USA basketball out of medal contention in China, and a new Major League home run record. 6:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. We start with an apparent cover-up in the world of horse racing. According to a report from the New York Times yesterday, Triple Crown winning thoroughbred Justify failed a drug test in the weeks leading up to the 2018 Kentucky Derby, but was still allowed to race in all three events, of course going on to win the Derby, the Preakness Stakes, and the Belmont Stakes en route to the crown jewel of horse racing. The test was taken on April 7th of last year after the colt won the Santa Anita Derby, and normally in California, that would have triggered an automatic disqualification from the Derby under the current rules. The report states that the California Horse Racing Board took months to confirm the results of the test and made several decisions in secret to drop the case and also soften the penalty for any horse with the substance scopolamine that was found to have been in Justify's system. In basketball, the United States has been ousted from medal contention by France at the FIBA World Cup in China, failing to capture gold at a major international tournament for the first time since 2006. France beat Team USA 89-79 in the quarterfinals yesterday after rallying from a 7-point fourth-quarter deficit. The U.S. had won 58 consecutive tournament games in FIBA and Olympic competition with NBA players and was attempting to become the first nation to win three consecutive World Cups after winning three straight Olympic golds in that time span. Now the best the Americans can do in China is finish in fifth place. In NFL news, Oakland Raiders head coach John Gruden said yesterday that rookie safety Jonathan Abram will undergo shoulder surgery and likely will miss the remainder of the season. Abram starred at Mississippi State before being selected with the 27th pick in the first round of this year's NFL draft. Abram reportedly suffered the injury during the first quarter of the Raiders' 24-16 win against Denver on Monday night. In Major League Baseball, we have a new home run record.
I said,
that was the Baltimore Orioles' Jonathan Villar with a three-run home run in the bottom of the seventh inning at Camden Yards last night. It was the 6,106th home run of 2019, which sets an MLB single-season record. The previous mark was set 2 years ago, but before that, the record stood at 5,693 home runs in 2000. Baltimore went on to beat the LA Dodgers last night thanks to Villar's home run, 7-3. And by the end of the final game last night, the Major League total had reached 6,125 home runs, and there are still 18 days left in the regular season. One of those home runs came from the bat of Atlanta Braves catcher Tyler Flowers. He hit a line drive, three-run homer to left field in the fourth inning, and the Braves beat the Philadelphia Phillies 3-1.
Swing and a high fly ball deep left field. It's a line drive homer for Tyler Flowers.
Braves midseason pickup Dallas Keuchel got the win with 8 strikeouts over 6 innings. In other games, Washington beat Minnesota 6-2. The New York Mets shut out Arizona 9-0. And the Mets on the anniversary of 9/11 with 9 runs and 11 hits. Kind of strange how that worked out yesterday. Colorado beat St. Louis 2-1. Milwaukee topped Miami 7-5. Oakland beat Houston 5-3. Toronto shut out Boston 8-0. And Texas beat Tampa 10-9. It's 6:52, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Check out Happy Hour at Butch Cassidy's Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m. featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
All right, so Josh had edited his text to us after Kane got on for traffic. A lot of other people gave some commentary here, so let's get this correct here. The accident is just east of exit 10 on I-10 eastbound. He said he had to divert. Josh said he had to divert onto 90. We'll get you the latest on that coming up in just a second. More traffic with Kane right here on Mobile Mornings.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. Will be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, sunny and hot again, with afternoon readings in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
Good morning, everyone, from the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Looks like you've got a train blocking the entrance to the chemical plant on Highway 43. It's blocking traffic, so be patient through there. Also, we've got an accident with injuries. I-10 eastbound near the ramp at Theodore Dawes Road. It's an overturned vehicle. And another one without injuries off Africatown Boulevard at Chin Street. Improve your health and maintain your beach body one bite at a time. Join us every Wednesday at Pop-Up Soup and Salad Bar inside the Battle House Hotel in downtown Mobile. Build your own salad for just 50 cents an ounce every Wednesday between 11 and 1:30 p.m. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 654 FM Talk 106.5. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A former Baker High School student who is now a University of South Alabama student arrested for making a terroristic threat. 21-year-old Jaleel Hughes was arrested by campus police and charged. Details are very limited as the university is not legally permitted to discuss any specific case or student regarding any disciplinary actions that the school may have made or may have to make toward Hughes. Hughes graduated from Baker High School in 2016, and this case remains under investigation. Happening today, the Reentry Council is meeting here in Mobile, and you are invited to attend. This group meets every second Thursday of the month from 12:30 to 2 p.m. at All Saints Episcopal Church on Ann and Government Street. This week's guest speaker is Dale Cookson from the Alabama Career Center, and also a returning citizen will be featured as well. Also on the agenda for this afternoon, committees will meet to discuss voter restoration, employment, housing, and community awareness. Again, the group meets from 12:30 to 2 p.m. at the All Saints Episcopal Church on Ann and Government Street, and the public is invited to attend. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 656 FM Talk 106.5. On this Thursday, Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with us as well. We'll get more traffic report coming up in just a second. And as the news cycle turns, of course, it's another day, and now it's another discussion of vaping and vaping flavors.
The White House is calling for a ban on nearly all flavored e-cigarettes. These are the flavors that have started this epidemic among young people. Candy-like flavors, sweet flavors, fruity flavors, mint. That's what started kids vaping, and the White House says that they want to stop this.
So now you're gonna, we are in this country banning certain flavors of the e-cigarettes and vaping. Now,
yes,
just a matter of time. Now, you've pointed out, and we'll talk about it next hour, that these health issue cases are actually most likely coming from black market.
That's right. And it appears from products with THC in them, not the nicotine cartridges.
But because they can't easily address that, they're going to take the strawberry shortcake vape out of the mix.
That's
right?
That's what it's looking like.
Don't say that out loud. And this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to solve this problem. The substance can still be out there, but it just can't be flavored or scented a certain way. Okay. All right. We'll discuss. That's what we do around here. Hour number two on the way next.